Talk Pop Culture Junkies. It's your boy Mars. I'm at work. So I sound all like I'm sneaking and shit. And I'm working a lot, but I'm not gonna tell y'all that. Anyway, I'm at a site or whatever. Anyway. And I'm just having an epiphany, bro. Cause I work off a waterfront property right now. And I got a really nice location downtown, and it's like beautiful women everywhere. And the strangest thing for me anyway, because I'm 35 now, strangest things happen where I could just look at women and appreciate that, and that's enough. Like, I could be like, oh, she look good as hell, she bad as hell. And that's that with that, because I don't want to deal with what come with that. I don't want to go further than that sometimes a little bit, because there's just too much with that. There's too much with that shit nowadays. Am I the only person that felt like that? Am I the only man? Am I the only man that felt like that? Like, I'm involved with somebody right now. And I can honestly say I'm the constant in that I am the problem, because I do got doubts, I do got fears, and I kind of waste my shit continuously, because I'm healed. That's why I don't really want to be in a relationship fully yet, but until I'm, you know, healed. I'm hurt. I lost 3 years from my kid. And I ended some shit with somebody. I probably could have worked some shit out. I could have worked that shit out that I ended for somebody who, you know, manipulated me. And I'm not trying to throw that lady under the bus or nothing like that or put her down. But, and I'm not saying I was perfect either, but I realized the choices I made, you know. I didn't even consider the idea of just, you know, being by myself before I jumped into that. I did shit for the wrong motivations and shit, so no, I'm not blaming that person or nothing like that for that relationship ending. I'm just saying I'm hurt by the aftermath, and I'm hurt by how I even ended up in that shit. Like, I'm hurt by myself. I'm hurt that I didn't move quicker to get, you know, this visitation shit popping. I mean, I also didn't know how to even initiate it, but nevertheless, I'm angry about it. I'm not happy about it, but like that, I'm not proud of it. I'm actually ashamed of it. Because I love my kids, man. The quicker I even got that started, the quicker, you know, we'd have been able to get her back and she meet her brother and all this other stuff, which she hasn't met her brother yet, you know? But I'm hurt from the shit that happened with my son, mom. I'm hurt that I didn't give her more than what I gave her. Cause she definitely deserved more. She did give a fuck. She cared. However, I didn't move like I moved for no reason. You know, I didn't want a relationship because I'm hurt and I tried to do the mature thing. But I did, you know, make a child with this person. But just because we had a child, I mean, be in a relationship, which is the mistake I made. You know, in a relationship that really scarred me. that shit really did scar me. And that's the revelation that I've come to today, you know. Bird watching, chick watching, whatever at work, because, you know, I'm not really interested in chicks or whatever. I'm not interested at all, actually. I'm just, you know, a heterosexual dude, not gay, so, yeah, see, I'll attract the women I'm looking. But I'm not interested. Not really. And what I am interested in, I really don't. I'm not interested in that either. That's what I'm saying. A lot has changed from me being 25 and I can't control my urges and stuff to me being 35. And I'm kind of like, I'd rather get some stuff accomplished than get started on some stuff, because I feel like I wasted so much time, you know? And that's why spending time with my kids and stuff is like really important to me, because that's all that's valuable to me now is time. And I really don't got time to waste, you know? And a lot of these relationships would be, or flings, any of this shit, it would be a complete waste of my time. Especially since I'm not financially stable. I'm not financially stable. Ain't no reason to front like shit. I'm not financially stable. So that's a big de facto reason. And it's just, I'm fortunate enough to be courting somebody who, you know, not really concerned about that. But nevertheless, I know what's important and I know what's at stake. So, you know, I'm trying to keep my eye on the ball, and I did the in love thing. I don't do that. I can love, you know, I can have love. I can love, but I don't want to be in love. I don't think that's a proper place of mind for a man to be in love. I don't think a man should be in that. I think a man should be in the zone. I don't think he should be in love. I don't think a man should be in love. I think he should be in the zone. In his zone. In his prime. At his highest level. But not in love. Because how useful is an emotional man? How accurate is an emotional man? How productive is an emotional man? Because you only looking at one side of it if you're a woman. You're just, oh, he's in love and what about the negative sides of that picture, you know? Because it's the negative side of that picture. This nigga can't just cut them bitches off. Like, no, it don't work like that. You wanted this nigga to be in love. Not capable of compassion. And you know what I mean? Like I said, it's power in words. You get what the fuck you ask for. So, yeah. In love. In love. Is that what you really want? Cause that's exactly what I was doing. That's why I'm like, nah. I had to get out my feelings and I had to grow up, you know, as a man. Nah, I can't tell a woman, you know, what she should feel or do. I'm not a woman, but as a man, I can tell you, you know, that in love shit come with prices. And you gotta, like, it's just too much work. Cause you gotta juggle your rationality with that. We gotta juggle being rational with being in love. So it's too much fucking work. I'd rather just be rational, you know, and aware of my feelings than in them bitches. I'd rather be aware and acknowledge them than be in them. Cause it's a lot that come with love. It ain't just love. Love is a package deal, B. Love is a package deal, B. And it ain't supposed to come with conditions. stuff you in it. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. You can love somebody unconditionally and be rational. But you can't be rational and love somebody unconditionally. You can love somebody unconditionally and juggle being rational. But you can't be rational and be in love. Because by being irrational, by you being a rational person, you can't be in love. Because love, you know. But when you're in love, you can find some reason. But you're only going to find some. You're not going to be reasonable. You're going to find some reason. Versus when you're being reasonable. When you're being reasonable, you can still love. You can love. But you can't be in love. You're not gonna be crazy. You're not gonna. That motherfuckers just say shit because it sound good, bro. Like, I swear to God, people say shit because it sound good. But when it play out in reality, it's horrifying, bro. In reality. See, on a movie, it's a script. It's, you know what I mean? It's predicted event. It ain't even real. It's a simulation. But in real life, that shit is a horror show. These little ideas and dreams and shit we be having about love and shit like that, you know? And that's what I found out, you know? You get the person you want or the person you set out to get, and then you just go all in without even getting to know this person, man. Just because on the surface, they what you, you know, wanted. On the surface. Attractive. Whatever that is, they got a nice job, they take care of themselves, etc. But then you get to the deeper of, you know, what makes this person tick, what this person feel, you know, this person's background, this person's upbringing, this person's heritage, this person's beliefs, this person's, you know, outlook on the world, this person's outlook of you, you know. When you start diving into that shit, beyond, you know, orgasms and shit like that. Because you can make a motherfucker pee in a bed or whatever. That's not going to keep them. You can make a nigga scream like a baby or whatever the fuck. It's not going to keep that nigga. It's going to keep him around, but it's not going to keep that nigga exclusive. I'm not gonna keep that woman exclusive. You can buy a motherfucker whatever. It's not gonna keep them exclusively to you. You gotta learn what make a person tick. You can have all the money you want. You can have all the height. You can have all the penis. You can have all the ass, all the hips, all the lips, all the breasts in the world. And it's not gonna make a motherfucker faithful to you. I get every Jordan that come out when they come out. I'm the first one to get the fucking glasses. I'm the first one that, like, none of that shit matters, bro. None of that shit matters. None of it matters after a significant amount of time has passed. Nothing matters. None of that shit matters. None of that shit matters. What matters is the time. And what you did with the time. What did you make? What did you accomplish? I get it now. I get that shit. And it's people I deeply care about. and I don't spend time with them, or I haven't gotten to spend time with them, or I had the time to spend time with them, and now I can't spend time with them. Like, that's the only thing that's important. That's the only thing that's important, bro. That's the only shit that's important is the time. Time. It's your boy Mars. Hope y'all spend time with your loved ones. Hope you manage your time well. I'm going to get back to work. I had to take that out and get that out. It's your boy Mars. Send me back. I'm out.